Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. Check out their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
Prince William is the first royal to publicly speak out over the tell-all Oprah interview with his brother Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were returning to royal duties for the first time since the interview aired and responded to press waiting outside while they visited a Stratford school.
Sir, have you spoken to your brother since the interview?
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
And can you just let me know, is the royal family a racist family, sir?
No, very much not a racist family.
What a stupid question.
I know. As if he's going to say, yeah, of course we are.
The Grammys are on this weekend and lots of incredible artists are in the lineup to virtually perform from different venues around the country, including Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, BTS, Dua Lipa, John Mayer, Chris Martin and Sonic Silk. Opening the proceedings will be Harry Styles. The Grammys airs on Sunday night in America and Channel 10 will be screening the Grammy Awards live on Monday at 8 a.m.
Lady Gaga has shared the first look of her and Adam Driver as the famed couple Patrizia Reggiani and Maurizio Gucci while filming the movie House of Gucci in Rome. Directed by Ridley Scott, the true crime drama is based on the novel A House of Gucci, a sensational story of murder, madness, glamour and greed, and is based on the real-life 1995 murder of Maurizio Gucci. House of Gucci hits theatres November 24.
Stranger Things creators Matt and Ross Duffer have teamed up with Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg to bring one of Stephen King's novels to life in a Netflix series. The Talisman, which follows a 12-year-old boy who journeys to save his dying mother and finds an ancient crystal that can not only help save his mum, but the world too. The show is in its early stages, so no production or release date has yet been set.
And if you're a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan, then you'll be excited for the new game Shredder's Revenge that is out later this year. The gameplay is a rebooted version of the original 90s Scroll arcade game. The trailer is dropped along with a freshly recorded old school theme song by Faith No More's lead singer, Mike Patton.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in the hot shell.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.